And we welcome you to this edition of Food for Thought, presented by Kitchens Creek Baptist Church here in Bald. Now here's my message for you today. And Matthew 14, verse 30, when Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." Now I want to talk about prayer and hope. And in this, I hope I can say it in such a way that if you have never correctly prayed, you can do it now. Peter prayed this prayer when he'd come to the end of himself, when he was hopeless. A man that is so accustomed to water, a man who needed no help in his everyday life, was now brought to nothing in that same circumstance in which before he had so much confidence. It was only when he came to the end of himself that he cried, "Lord, save me." Now Peter was beginning to sink. The water's up to his knees, it's up to his waist, it's up to his neck. But it's not too late for him to cry, "Lord, save me." And as soon as he said it, the hand of Jesus reached out to catch him and brought him to that ship. As long as you breathe, you can cry to God, even when the devil tells you that it's no use to cry. As long as you are alive, pray. As long as the person is alive for whom you are praying, pray. Sinner, as long as you're alive, you can still cry out to God to save you. You can still cry out for mercy. Go as that publican did, smiting upon your breast and crying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Peter was saved from drowning, just as a sinner will be saved from hell if he cries out to God for mercy. And you know, it was a short prayer. He prayed, "Lord, save me." Most prayers recorded in the scriptures are very short. The longest ones recorded are the prayer of our Lord in John 17, about 5 minutes long, and Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple, about 6 minutes long. If you're led by the Spirit of God to continue praying, don't stop, but don't think you do not pray if it is short. Say what's on your heart and stop, and never say you do not have time to pray. Anyone has time to cry for God's mercy, just like Peter did. How much time does it take to cry, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner"? You know, if we knew our true condition before God, we would find time. It never occurred to Peter, as he was sinking, that he didn't have time to pray. A sense of need alone will cause us to pray. Time is not our problem. Heart is. If we have the heart to pray, we will find the time and we'll have the words. And we can always pray, "Lord, save me from the evils of this world." When we have no desire to meet with God's people, we can pray, "Lord, save me." When we're carried away by the cares of this world, we can pray, "Lord, save me." When we face temptation, we can pray, "Lord, save me." This is a good prayer when you're on the stormy sea or on dry land. This is a good prayer to pray when you face death or in the best of health. Now, Peter could have used many titles that belonged to Christ, and he could have asked for 1,000 things, but he went to the point of his greatest need, "Lord, save me." Now, quit beating about the bush in private and public prayer and get to the point. You know what you need. You know what your children need. "Lord, save me" is getting to the point. Many get no answer from God because they will not go to him and confess that they're sinners and cry for mercy. Now, Peter knew he couldn't save himself from drowning. He knew that there was nothing in him, for he was sinking. He could not swim to the ship on his own power. The hardest thing in this world is to get a person to give up all confidence in himself and from his heart to pray, "Lord, save me." We'll try to show the Lord what we've done. And then we expect him to look on us in favor because of what we've done. But Peter prays that the Lord would save him in his way, in God's way. Can you be satisfied to be saved God's way by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you be satisfied to be saved by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit?